Dreamscape presents Among the Lesser Gods by Margot Katz, narrated by Cynthia Farrell. For Stephen, for everything. Thus have the gods spun the thread for wretched mortals, that they live in grief while they themselves are without cares. For two jars stand on the floor of Zeus of the gifts which he gives, one of evils and another of blessings. Homer, The Iliad. Chapter 1. I wasn't thinking about rescue when my grandmother's letter came. Nothing in my life had given me reason to expect divine giveaways, and I certainly didn't deserve any. No, to be honest, I was thinking about a nap. I'd started out well, made an effort to tackle the day or shape my destiny, or whatever useless crap the placement office motivational posters said would fix everything. I really had. Went to campus, checked in at the job board again, added my name to the physics rules advisement list to show my availability to tutor. Again, for another week. But that's where my effort ended. The idea of listening to one more lecture while I grew more sure, every day, that the diploma about to be stuffed in my hand was going to be completely useless here in Greater Los Angeles, or anywhere else in the goddamn country, for that matter, was just too much. My advisor was right. I should have applied to grad school. But she'd moved away last semester, which meant there was no one left to tell me what to do.